With National Native News, I'm Art Hughes, in for Antonia Gonzalez. The National Congress of American Indians placed its executive director on administrative leave on the eve of the organization's annual convention in Denver. The executive committee decided over the weekend to suspend Jacqueline Peta while an independent ad hoc panel investigates a variety of issues, including the management and financial procedures. Three senior staff will oversee the organization for the time being. They include senior policy advisor Virginia Davis, general counsel Derek Biso, and policy research head Yvette Rubidoux. NCAI President Jefferson Keel recently issued statements in support of PETA in the wake of staff misconduct allegations, but pressure began to mount. iCountry News reported that at least 40 tribes expressed a lack of confidence in the NCAI leadership for the way the allegations were handled. Earlier this month, NCAI fired General Counsel John Dossett after at least two former staffers said he had made inappropriate comments dating back at least 2 years. Before that, Dossett was reassigned. He had also had a formal reprimand earlier this year stemming from the same incidents. Dossett sent out a letter denying he did anything wrong. Bill Walker's unexpected exit from the Alaska governor's race leaves a number of questions with just a little more than 2 weeks before the election. Walker was seeking re-election to the seat as an independent. His campaign suffered a serious blow when his running mate, Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott, resigned. Officials say he made inappropriate comments to an unidentified female. Walker made the announcement he was suspending his campaign Friday during the Alaska Federation of Natives annual convention in Anchorage. He threw his support behind Democrat Mark Begich, saying Republican Mike Dunleavy threatened to do away with many of the policies that help Alaska Natives. Walker acknowledged that thousands of Alaska voters have already sent in ballots, but he says it became clear after Mallott's resignation he had little chance of winning a three-way race. Immediately following Walker's announcement, AFN board co-chair Will Mayo acknowledged what he said was a significant sacrifice.
And I have never seen such a selfless, courageous action by a sitting politician. And I just wanted to thank the governor for his service. And I'll never forget this. This is a historical moment, folks.
The Lakota Dream Museum hosted a grand opening for its new location in downtown Rapid City, South Dakota. Organizers say it's the first step in a larger plan to honor local tribes. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's China Lockett has more.
Nearly a year and a half ago, 23-year-old Adonis Saltis started working towards creating a Native American museum in the Black Hills. The founder of the Lakota Dream Museum says the location in Rapid City is tangible evidence of their progress.
As of right now, this is our museum, and this is what, you know, we want to show to the world, let people know what we're about. And we have some of the biggest artifacts that's very important to our people historically in this building right now. We have exhibits on the Sundance, the sacred ceremonies. We're actually going very deep into the Lakota culture and as authentic as you can get.
Saltis says museum employees plan to unveil the generations-old artifacts during the grand opening. Olympic athlete Billy Mills is among a list of people scheduled to speak at the event. Saltis says the downtown location is only the first step to creating the museum he envisioned. Eventually, he hopes to buy a plot of land in the Black Hills and build a larger space dedicated to Native American history.
This is the baby steps to, you know, where we want to be 3 years from now. You know, we plan to be getting the land here very soon and starting that journey while we keep this one going. It's going to be a historical day to have the first Native-owned museum in the heart of the Black Hills.
For National Native News, I'm China Lockett in Rapid City, South Dakota.
And I'm Art Hughes.
National Native News is produced at the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios by Kiwanis Broadcast Corporation. Funding is by Odawi Law Group, provider of Indian Law Solutions, and by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, with support from the Public Radio Satellite System.
Support by AARP. AARP creates and connects people to unique tools and programs, helps conserve personal resources, and tackles issues that matter most to individuals, families, and communities. More at AARP.org.
And by the law offices of Sanofsky, Chambers, Saxe, Miller, and Monkman, a national tribal rights law firm with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska, and online at sanofsky.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.